Hi Terry, my name's Sarah McBriar. How are you? That's good. I was just inquiring about like breast reduction surgery and what the steps are. No, I don't. And they're just they're just big, which is I don't. Yeah, I couldn't imagine private health would cover it all. No. Yeah, so that's just covering the bit. That's right. And is there anything with Medicare or no? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, no, that's right. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yep. Yeah, okay. And the recovery is kind of because I'm turning 40 next year, and I'm just yes, we've got a yeah. But I've just always had yeah, I've always had big boobs, and it's I'm like, and I'm very fit, and I kind of look bigger than what I am because of my boobs, and I'm just a bit over it now. It's like they're just going to get heavier and heavier as I get older. So. No, I haven't. Oh, wow. Okay. Yes, yeah, okay. And so yeah, it's a looking around like a 10 to 12,000. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. Twelve, yeah, okay, no worries. No, because I saw some that were around 20,000, and I thought that was a bit expensive. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was just having a look at sort of, yeah, is that before and after thing. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, so the fit. Yeah, so the first thing is I go to the doctors and get a referral. Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is all good to know. This is what happens. You've got to make, you know, when you've been thinking about it, and then when you make the initial call, it's like finding, like, so it's good. Yeah. Well, I'd always sort of said I would, and then you're like, oh, no, not. And then a girlfriend, she lost a heap of weight. Yeah, she lost a heap of weight. She had three kids and then had put on a bit of weight, and then she lost heaps and got really fit, and then obviously had all this excess skin, but got her boobs done and got a little tummy tuck, and she's like, she feels so great. So, which, you know, and she didn't actually look like she needed it, but like, I mean, I did see the tummy tuck area. She looked quite really, she was tiny, but because
there was all this loose skin hanging over. I was like, oh, shit. Crazy. So, so that's what made me think. I was like, okay. And then, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've got to. Yes, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. No. No, it's fine. No, I've got it in my head. I mean, I'm love being outdoors and the beach stuff, and it drives me mental. Of going, you know, you go to the beach, and then if you go somewhere, I have to like take my bathers off and put a bra on to go somewhere else. You know, you're like, it's good. Yeah. I'm in Hyatt. Yes, I'm working. Yeah, I went Monday to Friday. When would be the next appointment? Because my doctor sometimes is, there's a bit of a wait time, but I'll Okay. Yeah, I'm better if there's a Monday or a Friday. Just I work from home on Mondays and Fridays. Yeah, or Friday, or even a Wednesday. Okay. All right, well, let me check so tentatively. Yeah, oh, well, there's other times. It doesn't have to be 8 a.m. Yeah, well, I said I work from home on Monday, so I can just come whatever time. Yeah, or is there an afternoon one? I just sort of do have some meetings on a Monday morning. Oh, okay. And when's the next Monday morning, like 10 o'clock available? 11th. Okay. All right. Well, what I might do, I might just go to the doctor first and get a referral, and then I'll call you guys. How's that sound? Oh, thank you. Oh, appreciate it. Thank you so much. No, it's good. I mean, this seems to be more realistic, that pricing, because, yeah, I saw some that are like 16 to 20, and I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gosh, terrifying. Sorry, yeah, we're not there. Okay, wonderful. All right, thank you so much for all the information. I appreciate it. Sarah. Thanks. Will do. Thank you. Bye.